City Council meeting, Tuesday, August 6, 2019, is called to order. Invocation, Pastor Barry Britt, Oasis Church at the Wharf, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to pray. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you tonight, again praising you for who you are. You are Almighty God. You've been so good to us. We praise you that you've allowed us to have such a free life, to live in such a wonderful city. And God, we pray your blessings on Orange Beach. Father, bless these who are in leadership here. We ask that you would give them wisdom, direction, and guidance. Father, I pray that they will always seek you first and seek your will first. And every decision that they make would be a decision not that we simply ask you to bless, but it would be a decision that you can bless. And Father, we pray for your protection, and we pray for the first responders, for the firefighters, police officers, those who are in the medical field. And God, so many who serve in so many ways to make this a great city. We pray that it will continue to be great, that you will protect it, and that it will be a city that glorifies the name of Jesus Christ. We ask all these things in your precious name tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with two additional items: a resolution rejecting all bids for turnout gear for the fire department, resolution authorizing an MOU with the Baldwin County Commission for server rack space.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes from our regular council meeting committee, the whole of 7/9/19. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Or any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by the council?
Well, years go by, and 35 years have gone by since this little city was incorporated and turned into a town, and then we've elevated to a city. And Mr. Grimes, I appreciate that message that you put out as of August 1st, 35 years old. Hallelujah, Orange Beach. We've come a long ways, long ways. It's very exciting to see that we have a middle school and a high school under construction. I myself graduated from Foley High School. We didn't have those kind of things here, and I remember a lot of streets in Bear Point that are being paved to this day that were red clay roads, and you're seeing a lot of resurgence of new things in Bear Point and this whole community. Traffic is a lot slower this week as folks are getting back into school, but it's very exciting what's about to happen. Gulf Shores will be going back in Friday. Ours will be going in back in on the 14th, from what I understand. So exciting times in 35 years of where we're at. So we are blessed, and I just want to say thank you to everybody. Department heads, staff, it's come a long way from the little old town that it used to be. So thank you.
Jeff, thank you for telling us about the good old days.
Yeah.
since
we're
you
proud
were there.
That you remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was here during the good old days. And
yes, sir. We got away with a lot of things, didn't we, Mayor?
Well, I was here since the dirt roads of Bear Point. And it's funny because nostalgically, those were good old days. But I also remember every Sunday, Daddy had to pack up and go back to Mobile to pay a living.
Right. There you go.
So
right.
Today, I get to live here, raise my family here. So I think matter of good old days is always a matter of perspective, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
Mayor, in connection with the schools, there is a group led by Kelly Hadwell.
Kendall.
Kelly Kendall out of Gulf Shores. And they are coming to Orange Beach Elementary School Thursday the 8th at 4:30 to pray a circle around our schools. So I would encourage all of you to join us. It will not take long. We will circle the elementary school, the new middle school, the new high school, and they are stopping at the new school site to pray a circle of protection around our children for this school year. So I hope you can all join us.
Anybody else? Thank you for that, Annette.
Mayor, just want to mention that the police department hosting the kids' night out tonight. So that's going on right now at Waterfront Park. Looks like the rain's kind of stopping, so maybe that'll be a good night till 8 o'clock. And just a reminder, as next Wednesday approaches with the first day of school, between 7:30 and 8:15 and 2:30 and 3:30, just expect a lot of traffic east of Docks, anywhere on Canal Road, and specifically in the area of the rec center around Wilson. So hopefully it will get better as the week goes on. And we'll see. I think the total number is somewhere around 800 students, so that's a lot of additional cars going every day. So hopefully everything will work pretty well.
Entertain a motion auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Moving to new business and a resolution. Resolution appointing members to the Fire Code Board of Appeals.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appointing members to the Board of Adjustment.
Move to adopt the resolution and to appoint Tina Diaversa to fill the vacancy left by Pete Peterson.
Second.
Any discussion? Thank you, Tina. You've been here. She's been here at almost every meeting for several years, so it's her turn.
That's right.
She deserves it, so thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for a used full-size SUV to the Coastal Resources Department.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on August 20th.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution rejecting all bids for turnout gear for the fire department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is an addition. Resolution authorizing execution of a memorandum of understanding with the Baldwin County Commission for use of server rack space at the Baldwin County Commission Annex 4 building.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to ordinances, a first reading. Ordinance amending Chapter 42, City of Orange Beach, to a new Division 5 entitled Fire Court Board of Appeals.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. It's the first reading. Ordinance amending Section 62-1 Code of Ordinances, Orange Beach, to raise the gross annual income qualifying for municipal exemption.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion?
Ford, I just want to reiterate my gratitude for you making this move. It was an incredible gesture for the people that are in need that's going to help.
Yes.
Nice job.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, we're going to go into a recess so that we can go into executive session to discuss litigation. Bill, you should have been here sooner. So, and then we will come right back out because we want to recess so that we can vote when we return, as opposed to adjourning the meeting. So I'll entertain a motion to recess.
Did you want to give the motion needs to be to go into executive session to discuss litigation.
Okay. You have to go into executive session to discuss threatened or pending litigation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Did you make it?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Okay, Andy, you're under the gun. You got 10 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
I need five.
Okay.
So if you're confused, we're going to run to the back.
No, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I'm totally off base. We're going through the cow now so everybody
right.
can go home and not have to wait on us to come back out. Yeah. Thank y'all for being here. That makes much more sense.
Can we do that?
I really want y'all to sit out here and suffer. So.
Okay, so you've got to reconvene.
Yeah, you've got to reconvene.
Oh, no.
Well,
they're recess.
Yeah.
Well, they got to recess. Sorry.
Okay, we're going to recess and go through the committee of the whole.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can we not do that?
Yeah, recess goes through the committee of the whole and come back. Do the executive. Reconvene the council.
So now we go for the recess.
Are we good? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson.
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Yes.
Councilmember Costo.
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd.
Yes.
Mayor Kennan.
Here.
Okay. For recessing.
That was a vote for the recess?
Yes.
Now we're going to call roll to go into committee of the whole?
Or was that the committee of the whole?
I'm going to call roll for the committee of the whole meeting.
That's what I would say.
Okay.
Yep. You may call the roll.
Okay. Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Moving to new business. Under miscellaneous, discuss Orange Beach Education Foundation funding request. They've requested $200,000. I would like to suggest that we fund $100,000 now and keep $100,000 in reserve because we're really not sure where it's going to go. And then at the point in time, we don't have to have it somewhere else, and then we can fund if we need to, old beef. But we got a lot of possibilities of where the money's going to be
and
needed.
Then by then, we'll have our quarterly financial.
Exactly.
Okay.
This year is completely different from what years in the future will be like because it's all startup costs. It's all capitalization. In the future, there will be annual budgets. There will be something to be expected, so we'll have a better idea of how to budget the money for both OBEEF, MAC, expect that, and whatever else we want to fund.
So is the county done what they're going to do?
Pretty much. Yep, pretty much. It's all on us now. So.
I'm Yo, and I'm with the OBEEF, and I'm here to answer any questions. I've got a copy of the request so that you know in writing where the first $100,000 went. Our goal was to have $100,000. We thought that would take us till December. The second $100,000 we thought would cover us for things that the school wasn't aware that they may need and what was actually happening, functioning on a daily basis. And then the third $100,000 would have gone to teacher professional development because this year our teachers did not get all of the STEM that they needed and requested because we were behind in getting those funds, thinking that would take us all the way till next year. Our quarterly report is not due until the end of this month. Our contract started on the May 21st. You will have it by the end of August. For our quarterly report, but being out of money and the requests continue to come in, we decided that we needed to come back and tell you where it's gone and what we are looking at as far as request.
And that's what we will be looking for pertaining to that agreement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Currently, the way this is going is that they turn in, they are required to sign a actual grant request, and we are looking at the request. We are asking questions. The first one that we tabled was in may have been May or the second time we met in June. Orange Beach Elementary School requested $21,000 for equipment, band equipment, and we were not sure why they didn't already have it. Our investigation went all the way to the superintendent of the Baldwin County Schools, which did attend, as well as our representative, our last meeting and explained that the equipment that was being used at the elementary school is no longer accessible to them because it was not owned by elementary school. It was owned by the Gulf Shores Middle School, who inherently had taken that back at the end of the school year. Mm-hmm. So our children did not have any equipment. So that's one of those things.
To start out with, because it all went back.
That's right. It all went back. So we have been questioning and we have been investigating where the money is going from the grant, but also basically asking what happened to what was already there.
Great.
And Dr. McCoy, I think, is integrally involved in every request.
Not from the elementary school and not from the middle school.
Well, it's Dr. McCoy and Dr. Smith.
Yes,
are both
yes.
involved.
But
in
the
that.
Principals are signing off on the grant requests that are going to their schools.
Right.
Okay, before they even come to us.
And the reason why we asked this going down the road is that we wanted Erica or Robbie to see what's available and what the county is providing before we just write a check.
Yes.
And so we stress that going through. We don't want a whole lot of parents and calling us and telling us, hey, we need $3,500, but we wanted it streamlined.
Okay? Right.
And vetted.
Yes, and vetted. So mm-hmm. that's the way that if you look at the request, mm-hmm. it listed out the way that we funded and when we ran out of money was based on when we received those requests.
Right.
And we've never turned down a request.
Mm-hmm.
We have tabled. We tabled the elementary school twice. Once because we didn't know where the other equipment was, and no one was at the meeting to justify that and answer that. And like I said, the last meeting, Mr. Moss, Ms. Hart, Mr. Tyler, and Ms. Lynch were all at the meeting to support that. But if you can look at the list, some of those things were more urgent mm-hmm. than ordering the band equipment, and that is we expended all the money until we ran out of money.
Well, we support the bands.
They're yes,
just
sir,
as
we
important
do.
As anybody
that
else.
Absolutely they are.
You know, if we didn't have the foundation, would the band just have nothing this year?
The elementary school band would not. Initially, Mr. Boyd, it was our understanding, they kept saying it came from the middle school. The middle school band at Gulf Shores director came to the elementary school and carried that on. And in our mind, he had some kind of van and he would pull up and unload like a little mobile band unit and do it. Come to find out, that is not what was happening. Because initially, we were like, maybe we need to use that money and put it somewhere else, and we use what we've already funded through other sources at the middle school and just use those equipment. That's not exactly what was happening. This was extra equipment that was left over at the middle school and had accumulated over years.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't something that he was like this mobile unit. So to require our principals to have some kind of mobile unit, then that meant that we needed a way to transport, get it from those students, and coordinate when we had students in what area using what instruments, and that did not seem practical, especially after the superintendent explained that those were not our instruments. But it obviously, in a meeting, just like tonight, if we walked in and said, we need that much money, we ask where was the other. So we tabled it, and we tabled it again because we were out of money.
Mm-hmm.
It was not, our thought was not that we would be asking for another 100 or 200,000 at this point.
Thank you, Yo.
Okay. Do you have other questions or concerns?
I think we're in, and I think at the very beginning I talked with OB Mac that the money the city had would be fungible. We were going to guesstimate $300,000, but we didn't know how and what would be demanded and how quickly. So they may get $300,000 this fiscal year, or they may not. It may just go another direction. But by January, we'll have a new budget, so we will have more funding. So in the long run, I would think by next May, they will have had their $300,000 invested.
When we went into the our last board meeting, when we tabled those two, we had $50,000. That is half of what was allotted. So we did not have any idea that we would be needing this money this fast. So you can say, well, you should have asked for the $100,000 before you tabled something. There was no way of knowing until we got all of the requests in. The last request that I haven't mentioned was inside the classroom, and that's what OBEEF does, is inside on-campus classroom. Besides the elementary school, was the band at the high school, and we did not receive that band request until July the 9th, and so it is not even a month before our next meeting, which is August the 13th, to potentially already have that money. So it was just tabled for the next meeting until we could see where the money would come from.
I think it's realistic that the startup, if you start up anything, your startup costs are going to be a whole lot more than
Absolutely. What
your day-to-day things. So this is, we're all going into it. We want we want August 14th for them to have
yes.
the materials and the resources. And those teachers, I met every one of them yesterday at the high school. They are phenomenal, and they are busting and ready to go. They're so excited to be here. And the subjects they're going to be teaching, they are very passionate about. I went in and actually told the Spanish teacher, I spoke to her in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Your one sentence.
And she was impressed. So it's only one sentence I can do. But so, but
was it Ola Paco Ketal?
No, como está usted?
Yeah.
But
Ola Isabel como está?
Yeah, yeah.
As far as I go.
Well, you can see from the list that the list is STEAM driven. That's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. It is professional development. It's robotics. It's thousands of dollars in camera equipment, and you think, why would a class need that? Both schools are going to need cameras, not only for photography class, but also for their annuals. And we need that to be something that is captured in photographs when the very first Orange Beach Middle School has started, or the Orange Beach High School. So those things are funded. So it is not, if you look at that list, this is not something that you can't see. This is something that the teachers have. And we are trying to meet their needs as fast as we can. Obviously, that it hasn't even been 3 months, and we spent over $100,000.
Well,
that's pretty fast.
We're at $83,000, and I appreciate this disbursement report. I look forward to the quarterly.
Absolutely. And that will be with photographs as well, the quarterly report.
Thank
Any
you.
Any other comments?
Well, I'll tell you this. None of us have ever started a school. None
True.
Of them have ever started a school.
Yep.
It was at the very best controlled chaos,
yeah.
and it's still chaos to a degree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, you walk in and realize I don't have trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So
well, you
that
can
type
see
of thing, so.
The TI calculators that are on there, several thousand dollars for the Texas Instrument calculators. Mm-hmm. We wondered, there wasn't someone there presenting that. We just had that. We wondered why they didn't need batteries. And we're expecting several hundred more dollars in batteries to come in the next month.
I just know setting in one of the sessions yesterday when they had the parents in there, and you listened, Dr. McCoy and Dr. Smith tag-teamed on what they were to expect a week from tomorrow. It was nothing but expectations. And they talked very directly to the parents. It was, tardies are not going to be accepted. Your student is to be here. And Dr. McCoy said, if they're not here, I'm going to go and look for them. And so they're very serious.
Even if they're out on Robinson Island, she even said.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if your child played a sport or activity the night before. They are expected to be at that school door on time the next morning.
I think
morning.
They were going to send the mayor and the city boat to go find them.
Well, he's got the key. I mean, why not?
That's
exactly.
Right. That's exactly right.
Sounds
well, my
perfect.
Family wasn't available to go, so we didn't go.
Yes. That's right. That's right. Well,
What does it pay?
We want to thank you again publicly. We appreciate those that could attend last Friday at the First Friday Forum at the Chamber for us to give an overview. As you know, OBEEF was responsible for organizing that. Jeff Boyd, to the minute. And we were happy to do that, obviously, but also to thank you publicly for your commitment and your resolve to our schools and getting them opened and getting them opened at a level that we'll all be proud of. And so I just want to thank you again for that. And we look forward to serving as a liaison to help our teachers in the classroom get those schools open. So appreciate your time. Yes, ma'am.
What is OBEEF doing now for ongoing funding as a foundation?
We've already raised $13,000. We have requested a fundraiser that would be on campus at the new school that is going through the approval process through the Baldwin County Board of Education. Okay. We also have a campaign that will include endowment. We see our future to be where we have an endowment to take us through those times when we don't have money or through a hurricane season when we've been hit or whatever. So we are going to be looking more to endowment funds to start that fund. So it's almost a dual role. And we also have already applied for a matching from several different companies that do that for foundations. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Yo.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Council meeting scheduling it's on September 3rd. I guess that's the day after Labor Day. Is that an issue for anybody, or does it matter to y'all one way or the other?
It's not an issue for me. I'm here.
I'll be here.
Not an issue for me.
Y'all good with it? Then we'll leave it there then.
Leave it.
It's good.
All right. Sponsorship for Stan Mahoney Youth Fishing Tournament. They want $500. It's for the Wolf Bay Watershed.
I think that's we don't want to talk about donations, but it would be a good partnership, Mayor. It's $500. Be recognized.
It is a donation, but it's also an investment because that watershed is so important to us.
That's exactly
so
right.
So I think it's different from an outright giveaway.
That's right.
There's a big return on this, too. So.
And you're supporting kids fishing.
Yeah. Resolution awarding. What?
I was just going to say that, you know, this funds scholarships for environmental education.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, Philip.
Thank you, Philip.
Resolution awarding the bid for Public Works relocation, site clearing, and grubbing. Y'all saw that? Y'all
got
good with that?
Got the email today.
Resolution authorizing the purchase of a UTV, $15,204.42. Resolution authorizing the purchase of three vehicles for the police department, $101,737.06. This is due to accidents, right?
Two of them. Yeah.
Vehicles destroyed in an accident.
Two of them, yes.
Okay. What's the other one for?
Time
the
to replace.
The electrical fire.
Replacement vehicle. One of them's a two-wheel drive, and the other two are four-wheel drives, from what I read. So,
one is
was it the other two, vice versa? So you stand corrected.
Sorry,
no
problem.
Okay. Y'all good with that?
I did read that.
That's good.
I'm just grateful they were safe.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
The key on the third vehicle was going from a two-wheel drive to a four-wheel drive, which I think is imperative.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. Now, I will say this. It's been a bad year for police drivers in Orange Beach, so I don't know.
But we are blessed.
So
those young men
that's right.
are alive.
That's right.
Okay, good.
But yes, sir.
All right. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order. Sawgrass Consulting. Professional Engineering Services, Plan Preparation, Construction, Inspection, Street Resurfacing, $97,930. Okay, moving to ordinances.
Mayor?
Yes, sir?
On this, I talked to Tim Tucker yesterday morning, asked him the scope of what it was, and I believe he talked to you and Ursel, and I've talked and such like that. I believe that Tom Granger's out of town, but y'all are going to have another meeting to do kind of more so the scope. And it's just not surveying and riding up and down the street saying, yep, we got a crack here. There's some areas in our neighborhoods that we need to address some drainage issues along with repaving before we're repaving that may be silting and stuff like that. So we did have a detailed information so that we're not spending $97,000, or we might for them to look and do some assessment. Let's call it assessment. Is that correct?
Yes. We'd like to get back with the engineer, dig deeper into the scope and the fee for this task order.
Right.
One thing to mention, the reason why a lot of this came up is because of the reduction in risk when you have a PE that's involved with construction, engineering, and inspection. Otherwise, you know, the city takes on the full liability for the resurfacing project, and it's been discussions that we've had with Galloway Watermark. So that's kind of why you're seeing it in front of you. But at the same time, there's the additional component of the evaluation of the streets and the plan preparation. We'd like to go back to the table and discuss that further and see if we're exactly where we want to be. There may be a reduction in scope and fee.
And the first thing out of Tim's mouth was our insurance company relies on us to probably do this. And I get it, and we talked at length yesterday morning about that with
So we'll have further discussion at the next CAO, if that's okay.
Thank you.
Thank
welcome
you,
Mayor. Back, Kit. Yes. Glad to have you back.
Oh, yes. Welcome back.
I appreciate early. All of the support and emails and texts that we've received from everybody. Thank you so much.
Let's see where we have ordinances. Ordinance to amend ordinance number 2019-1320, Chapter 42. City Toad to correct an omission relating to small wireless facilities. Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Public Works Department property, 9-3-2019. Set a public hearing date, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Broken Sound PUD final approval, 9-3-2019. Public hearing date for ordinance amending number 172, Hammock Dunes PUD phase 2, 9-3-2019. Are y'all good with that?
Good.
Okay. And then one last reminder, we have a public hearing for the fiber optic development agreement with Island Fiber also on August 20th, next week.
Okay. All right, so anybody have anything they'd like to say, talk about, comment before we go into executive session?
Public comment time. Is that what you're saying, Mayor?
Hey, Jeff, Bill.
Yes, Bill Jeffrey, I would like to just let everyone know about on August the 24th, the Art Center is having a Saturday local art celebration. The gallery will be open. This is on Saturday now. I believe the time is 11 to 3, but you may want to check me on that. I'm not completely sure. But they're going to have classes in the Hot Shop, and the Clay Studio will be available for folks to go in and visit. And I think they can also sign up for lessons. Kids Art Studio open with special activities. There'll be two musicians performing. There'll be a guitarist and a pianist playing. And demos and artist discussion, local artists in mixed media, acrylics, and jewelry. I ask everyone to come out. We really would like to see a lot of the local folks come out for that. One more quick thing. I'd like to know where we are on the high-speed internet.
He has Island Fiber is connected three customers I know on Burkhart. They are ecstatic. I'm going to try to have them here on the 20th. Say Tucker Shaver and Courtney Creel, I can't remember her husband's name, and of course Mickey, he hooked himself up. So, he'll have six or seven hooked up by the end of this week, and Burkhart will be built out, and then he'll move to Bear Point, and Bear Point he'll be working down there. He's already met with them. He's already got people signed up. So that's the number two. The city's partnership with him, or agreement with him, will allow him to stand up about three more crews. Uh-huh. So one will be probably going to the Cotton Bayou Marina Road area, and one crew will probably go west of here to
East Orange Beach, catch
those neighborhoods. I'm just a councilman who tries to hook up. But East Orange Beach is probably the last one to be hooked up. Once he builds out Bear Point, he will work west on Canal Road, catching all the streets, catching East Orange Beach. So it is a phenomenal product. He is doing great. All that Courtney Creel signed up for was 100 megabytes per second, which she has a two-story home. She said the signal never deviated at all anywhere in her house. And had seven kids there the day I visited. I interviewed all of them. They were all good for it. Her son is a seven-year-old, and so there's an app that comes with your – when you get connected, you'll have an app. It'll show every device in your house. It'll show what those devices are using. as far as bandwidth. So if you have someone, like you, she told her son, you know, lights out and you're off the internet at 10 o'clock. And so she'll look at the app, and if it's still on, she just turns the app, she turns his internet off.
She can control bedtime.
Yeah.
She just turns his device off. So I asked him about that. He said, I love the fast speed. He said, I'm gaming better than I've ever had, but he said, I don't like that app. So, it is going to be phenomenal. Island Fiber is all local folks, owned and driven by a veteran. He's offering, there's 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. He's offering a 22% discount for every veteran in Orange Beach when he hooks them up. So we're very excited about it. So if I would like implore you, if you have not hooked up, if you have not registered to get the high-speed internet service, go to islandfiber.net, N-E-T, islandfiber.net. You'll see register at the top browser bar. Click on it, put your name and your address in there, and they will get you connected as soon as they can.
If you go now, it's $25, which includes installation, everything involved.
Yes.
If you wait, the price is going up.
Yes.
So this is sort of the initial.
It'll jump to $99 as an interim, and then but it's a $350 value because they give you the modem, they give you all the equipment. So it's a bargain right now. So I just, if you'll tell everybody, if you've already signed up, just tell everybody else, and that'll make it go a whole lot quicker. The most registrations with Bear Point, so that's why he's going there first, because they registered, and so he's going there to hook them up. The other neat thing is if you have a vacant lot anywhere in Orange Beach, you're going to have fiber to that vacant lot. When he goes through, he'll not only connect when a house or a premise is there, he'll also leave the box right there at the corner of that vacant lot.
Residential.
This is all residential neighborhoods. This is not condos, and this is not business yet. So the first phase is strictly all residential and residential in neighborhoods and in between. So, but the nationwide, they measured it as far as the value of having a fiber connection and an internet connection to your residence is normally about 4%. It'll increase the value of your lot or increase the value of your house or your home by 4%. Because once you get glass hooked up to your house, you're set for life. Now, all of a sudden, next year, they'll say, we've got 10 gigabyte equipment, and if you want it to go, you might need 10 gigabytes. You don't change the fiber. All you do is just change the modem. And once you have glass at your house, there won't be anything else. Some people ask me, said, well, how does 5G? 5G is coming out. 5G is going to be phenomenal. You're going to be able to do things you never thought would. Primarily, you can do an autonomous vehicle with 5G. That means you can have a driverless vehicle that can and come up to your house and drive you to a location. We're years away from that, but that's what 5G can provide to you. 5G will not replace fiber. Fiber is what you've got to have. 5G will complement fiber. It will not replace it. 6G won't replace fiber. 7G. You got fiber is the best thing you can have at your house because you can grow along with what the market provides. You'll be able to stream TV movies, TV shows, do videos and all that, and you won't see the little circle going round and round and round. So we're excited about it. Orange Beach, we've got maybe 3,700 homes. We're a city of 6,000. You don't get on the radar screen of any carrier to put in fiber to our small city. So, because remember, the tourists are all taken care of. All the condos already have fiber. So this is for our full-time residents. And so we're excited about it. I'm excited. I appreciate the mayor and the council for them supporting this initiative. They have supported it. And you should be also, because there's not many cities I know of our size will have fiber connected internet speed. Light speed internet's coming, and it will be His goal is to have Orange Beach built out by December of 2020.
How big is the box?
How big is the?
Another box at every house. We've already got five. So we have a box. How big is the box?
The modem?
The box outside. You said there would be this. He will leave a box at every vacant lot. And I'm just thinking right now we all already have five boxes.
It's underground.
That's a good point. Now, all of his, you're not going to see island fiber above the ground. Everything is under the ground. Now, what you might see a orange pole or a sign there that says high-speed internet fiber, and it just shows you where it is, where people would know not to necessarily dig directly over it. But you'll see a little green surface box that'll be at every lot and every premise, it'll be ground level. There'll be no pedestals. There'll be no flooding. Everything he puts underneath there is all waterproof, watertight. And so if you want to see a great street, just go down Burkhart. He's already got it on both sides of the road, and you can't tell he was ever there. I mean,
Jerry,
you can't.
I was down there this morning with the install crew early this morning, stopped and talked to them about it. Frankie Taylor, local man's been doing this forever. And very exciting. It's very clean what they're doing down there. They do have their signs up and stuff. And you sit up here and listen to Jerry, you get excited, and you can tell his passion for this. Jerry has worked on this project, and he's spearheaded this project for years. So you're very excited to sit with up here and listen to him. Yo, I'm so sorry about the box. You'll have to talk to your councilman about that. Plant a bush. Plant a bush.
Now
hide the box. He said
Yo.
That. But your
the
passion.
Picture I saw, the box looks sort of like a DSL box from CenturyLink on the side of your house. There's a little box that I saw Mickey on the side of the house.
Right.
Full disclosure.
So
I think that was posted.
Box number 6 is coming to your house.
It's more than a golf cart.
So Jerry's not in a rant. He's just as passionate about this because this has been a long, long
journey.
Long journey with telecommunications and such like that. So I appreciate you. We got set back by CenturyLink and that agreement and stuff, but moving forward, your passion shows, and it's awesome because it's going to be great for the community. Like I said, yo, plant a bush, hide the box, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
And talk to your city councilman for your district.
Yeah. We're not in districts. We have a public hearing 2 weeks from today on the August 20th, and that's when they'll have more details.
Yes. Yes. I don't know. Is it a green under the ground, a surface mount, a green box on top? That will be island fiber. Yes.
No, she said above ground.
She's saying a green box above ground. That is not island fiber.
No, that's not island fiber.
No.
There's no pedestals with island fiber. It's all surface mounted. I don't know.
Like I said, we've already got 5 or 6.
Is it Unity?
CenturyLink.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
CenturyLink.
The old phone boxes.
That's what they are.
Okay.
Ma'am, they're the old CenturyLink phone boxes.
Yeah, I have the old CenturyLink. Then there's the JJT that just came in last week.
What does JJT stand for? Do you know?
That's what she's asking.
Yes. Do we have a business license from JJT?
We're going to look and see if they have a business license.
Yes.
We don't know anything about
it.
We
don't know about it.
Is it Unity?
No.
Why
shouldn't they?
Could it be Unity?
No, they're clearly marked. No.
What's your address again? I'm sorry. Say that again.
4788 Tiger Mark.
Okay. Because I just want to go by and look at it and see what it is. I'm just curious now.
I really can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, come up to the microphone if you would.
Do you mind coming up? Because I can't hear what you're saying.
You live down past G-Town?
I don't know. I know I'm at 4788 Brenda Hampshire, Tiger Brown Avenue.
Tyler Brown Avenue.
Yes.
Tiger Brown.
And that is Bear Point, considered. Yes, it is.
No, ma'am.
It's right next to the hardware store.
Orange Beach Hardware.
Also Bear Point.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I've been there 15 years, and as I said, they just dug up the ground, JJT monitoring. I asked them about it, and they said it is fiber optics. So I'm asking who?
Don't have any idea.
Okay,
we'll find out.
This is another.
They'll show the maps.
Mount up. Then I know in the fall we're getting our street widened, mm-hmm. which I have nothing about it, but they said it's for the kids, little kids. But the speed is 25, so are you going to lower that or put speed bumps in?
We won't put speed bumps in. We can't lower the speed limit, though.
Because it's 25, it should be lower.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, Tiger Brown probably shouldn't be 25.
It's a dead-end
it
street.
It could be 15.
No,
it
it's should. 25.
Well, so I said we'll lower it to 15.
It's a short dead-end street.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yes.
So,
thank
you. Will you, no, where's Tim's not here, is he?
Tiger in
there. Yeah, just get up with Tim and y'all coordinate that, okay?
Either one before the hardware store or after?
Next to Rhett.
Right there across
next
from
to Rhett Russell. So,
it's right
okay,
there.
15
it's
miles
right there
an hour.
At the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 15 miles an hour. Don't know what that is in your yard.
It's 25 right now.
But it's only going to lower it, though, to 15.
The speed.
So. You want it 15?
10.
No. don't push it. Don't push it. Don't push
I'm
it.
I'm not pushing. I'm just saying they said they're widening the streets because of little kids. So, you know.
Now, 15 is a good speed.
For little kids. Okay. Yeah.
We got little kids everywhere.
I don't have any little
kids. I got little kids on my street
well,
everywhere.
Well, we didn't on our street. We have teenagers now. Yeah. Not little
well, that's
kids.
A good thing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You can get your grass cut.
No. You got to pay other people.
Are they on golf carts?
Golf carts, whatever, we have it all.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
We'll find out who the JJT is.
Could be the contractor.
Glenda's got it. We'll take it.
Okay, we'll follow up with you to find out who the JJT is.
Might be some.
We need to know. Thank you for letting us know.
Some black market fiber company in town.
Yeah, already. Already.
Did you sign up with them? I'm just messing with you. All right, anybody else, anything else?
Hi, my name is Rose Morris, and I'm with Little Bitties Towing and Island Towing. And we just opened Island Towing down here on the beach on June the 22nd. And since then, I feel I've been harassed by the chief of police. They shut us down on June the 26th, which that was our fault. We didn't realize that we didn't have a business license. We took our inspections. We took care of all that. We got our inspection took care of. We got our business license. And then he has called Walmart. That's who we tow for. We tow personal property impounds. He has called them. He has sent Officer Athies to do multiple things, telling us we need to do this and we need to do that. And this last one was he sent a certified letter. Well, first they sent it by email. And then I just got the certified letter today. It's the same thing from the email, but once I did it, got the email, I got up everything, gave it to him. But it's like every week where he's calling, we got to do this, we got to do that. I'm not understanding why.
Because you got to do this and you got to do that.
But why, like this last, the first time, well, let's go back to we got kicked off back in June of last year. We worked with y'all
off the rotation.
We are not on rotation in the city of Orange Beach as of right now. We got kicked off rotation. We went through the council. We got the ordinance changed, and then they wouldn't let us back on because we didn't. They said we had to have a gate that closed continuously. Where we are renting from, that would have cost us about $10,000. We did not want to invest or into that because it's not our property, and the person that we were renting from did not want to invest that kind of money. So then back in March, we're still not on rotation. We've been trying to figure out the gate situation. My son calls him, the chief, and he says, you know, Gulf Shore Service Center does not have a closing gate. So he said, well, if you put up slats in the privacy fence, then we'll let you go with that. So we did that. At the same time, we're trying to open this new business. We got it going, and like I said, ever since we've opened, and we've only been open 6 weeks, and he just, we're not understanding. Let me tell you what he's done.
Ma'am, I don't want to be ugly. This is a personnel matter. This doesn't need to be discussed here in public. This is under investigation.
Where's your yard at?
Yeah.
At P&D Marine or Advanced
right
Marine.
Right here on Canal Road?
Yes.
Once we get through the investigation, once we find out there's been...
What kind of investigation?
There's been multiple complaints of possible, I'm going to use the word theft of services and other things. It's our duty to investigate. That's what we're doing.
But they're not the only towing company that you're looking at and requesting
records. Well, they're the only ones we've had complaints on at this time. But we've investigated other towing companies in the past. It's just these are the ones that are standing on, laying on the table before us. The other things, and I've looked at this, I don't think we harass anybody ever, but if the ordinance is black and white, this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do.
Right. We're obeying the ordinance.
But,
we know that the
ugly,
chief
but,
is.
But this is just something we're not going to discuss here today. We're investigating it. Once we finish our investigation and those complaints, whatever they are proved to be false or not true, then we'll be glad to invite you back and we'll finish the discussion about what can be done if these guys would like to hear. But at this point in time, until we finish that investigation, I don't want to discuss this anymore at this point in time. It's just...
Okay, so you have an ongoing investigation,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Is that okay, Chief?
It would have been nice if we would have known there was an ongoing investigation.
Well, ma'am, I told y'all when y'all called, there were complaints, and there were multiple complaints of utilizing equipment that they said you didn't use. I don't know if it's true or not. That's why we're investigating it. We have video, and if the video says you didn't break the law and you did everything by the book, then you should be happy. We'll be happy, and we'll make a public announcement. But until we investigate and find out if the complaints are true, because there was multiple complaints, then we can't really, there's nothing to talk about. But
okay,
we've got to deal
complaint,
with it.
This letter he sent me was just for certain documents. We're doing the same thing at other places. Is it just at this location? It would be nice if someone would just say, hey, we have some complaints. And
Chief, you can address anything you'd like to address, sir.
But it would be nice if you would just call, say, hey, there's been these complaints. We're going to do an investigation. You have not done any of that.
Well, we're not accusing you of anything, but you have been told. I told you on the phone there were complaints, and it would be duty-bound to look into them, and that's what we were doing. I made it very clear to you. And it's this simple. If our police officers wear cams and we get a complaint on the police officer, we go to the video and we see were they in the right or were they in the wrong. And if our police officers are subject to that kind of scrutiny, then I would think anyone else.
I agree.
That's all we're doing. We're going through this step by step to try to make sure we get to the bottom of the truth so that we can move on.
Yeah,
but we have to deal with these complaints.
I understand
because
that.
They're accusatory, so we got to deal with them.
I just would like to be more informed of the complaints or why he's wanting this sort of paperwork, things like that. To me, he's trying to hide, to not be forthcoming, like he's hiding something. I mean,
I
have nothing
that.
To hide. I mean, but you, when you wrote me the letter, you didn't say why you needed this paperwork. You just said the ordinance says give this to me. I mean. And I did immediately. Okay, what item are you short on?
When the customers came to pick the cars.
Right. We have pictures of those. I mean, if we have dates. All right. We're trying our best.
There's nothing
to
more we want to happen than if you be proved fine. We the last thing we want is to see any issue for you guys. But at the same time, we have a duty. And we're investigating.
I understand that, but we've been doing this for 2 years.
I understand that.
And now that we've opened the new company, it's like every week we're getting calls to do stuff.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's just not the way it is. The ordinance is the ordinance. You have to fulfill the obligations of the ordinance to be in business, in a towing business, and we have to fulfill our obligation to investigate. So that's all we're doing.
I understand that.
Okay.
And, but we also, you said that we're the only one being investigated.
I don't know who's being investigated. I know you're being investigated. That's up to the chief. Chief does his job. I stay out of his business until he has something to tell me that I need to know. So the chief knows what he's doing. And I don't, if we're investigating somebody else, we probably wouldn't tell you that anyway. Wouldn't be none of your business.
How many towing companies are in Orange Beach? Not rotation. How many are located
licensed
here and have a business?
Six. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they all have Thank been given, it. They all know about the ordinance regarding
I know
the city.
That when they're placed on rotation, they actually furnish them with a car.
With
the business licensing, I'm not entirely sure of that.
They're given a copy.
Okay, we weren't allowed to get a business license without going through the chief.
Mm-hmm.
Not
every,
on rotation.
Every business license in the city goes through every department.
Okay, because he just said that he doesn't know, but we, through the new ordinance that we put out and y'all put out in January.
Somebody could have got a business license 5 years ago that he doesn't know about that just get a renewal.
Well, I didn't get a renewal when I got a business license for our new company back in September of last year. I didn't get a renewal. That's why I didn't realize that I didn't have a business license.
You didn't get a renewal from us?
No, ma'am. And then when I did talk
well,
to him
again,
about
and,
it.
And I'm sorry you didn't, but that's still not our obligation. Everybody knows.
I know that,
yeah,
that's,
so
that. I took that as my fault.
You're right, and believe me, I've not paid a bill because I didn't get a notice as well. So I understand
right,
that.
I understand.
But we try to do everything by the book. We treat everybody the same. Nobody's our favorites. Nobody's our enemies. The book, the black and white is the black and white, and that's just the way it is. The ordinance is cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
Being a tow company is cumbersome. It's just the way it is. But we have to protect ourselves, and we've had nothing but issues in the past. So we're very, very stringent.
Right, and so since we've had issues with y'all in the past, we are very careful mm-hmm. of the ordinance. We all have them on our phone. We're there to pull it up to see if we're doing anything wrong. So I'll wait for your investigation
to
be
clear. And we hope there's nothing there.
There's no.
I hope not. That would be the easiest thing for all of us.
Let them get finished with it.
I didn't know it was under an investigation.
A lot of he say, she say, it sounds like, so let it run its course, please.
Right. And I would just like to be more informed when there are investigations concerning us.
That's up to the chief to make that determination.
I know that.
So,
but we can't get anything from
you. Know, there's times that you should be informed and there's times you shouldn't be. And that's not for this council to... Well, that's what an investigation is.
I understand, but if he's wanting something from me, then I would like to know why.
Well, I understand, but he may have his reasons why he doesn't tell you why, but he has a legal right to them, period, whether he tells you or not.
And I gave them to him, immediately.
Right. Okay.
I didn't have to wait to the register letter.
And again, we're not picking on you, but there's no way that I'm not going to defer to my chief to do the things the way he should do them, because he knows better than any of us how that should be done. At the point in time I find that our chief is harassing somebody, then there's hell to pay, and he would know that. I promise you. But we've never seen that. We've seen nothing but fairness across the board, and I hope that's what we see here. So
I do too.
So
and thank you.
Thank you.
If y'all have any questions, I'm sure Chief would be welcome to answer. But like I said,
I got questions, but we'll talk later.
Just to clarify one thing, when they were taken out of the rotation in the past, it was because they were not in good standing with some questions, I think, related to some charging, some bills and things. Then we had the public discussion, then we came back and we adjusted the ordinance. So there's a question, because I remember specifically, do y'all want to come back in or not? And at first you didn't. You wanted to stay in Foley, and then you came back. We've had multiple meetings. So just to clarify what she said, that y'all took us out of the rotation, there were reasons for that.
But they don't want to get standard. Back in rotation, from what
they
I
did
understand.
Not.
Y'all
they
know did. Your business.
Well,
is
it was due to the yard. It was due to the cost
due
of the yard.
The yard.
And, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, of so the high just, value. Of
but I just
wanted
to remind people
to,
that's when we got
expensive.
Into this before.
Yeah.
So.
Remember we had the discussion of south of the intercoastal, north of the intercoastal,
yeah.
Being Gulf Shores, being Canal Road.
Yeah.
In detail. About that before we change the ordinance.
Especially in summer months, the time it takes to travel from to
and
from.
And people have to go get their cars.
Well, the biggest issue that I deal with, and I probably deal with it on a weekly basis, if not more so, is people's cars who impounded, complain of excessive charges, gouging, requesting cash payment,
yes.
Things of that nature, and they're getting ready to leave. This is a Saturday night is towed. They're supposed to go home to Arkansas on Sunday, and they're just in a rotten hard spot. Now, that doesn't mean they're not,
and not for
without
singular,
guilt. For, but
not one singular yeah. Tow company is what you're talking about, all of them.
Yeah, but one of the issues we're having is we're having management companies tell people when there's too many cars at the condominiums that, hey, just go to Walmart and park. They don't mind. Or Publix.
Right.
Well, then they get towed.
Yeah.
And that's driving everybody crazy. So,
and they do mind.
Yeah. And they do mind. They absolutely they do. So.
Well,
yeah.
Publix is dealing with the whole issue of all the boat trailers parking there because it's
yeah.
The closest place.
Publix yeah. Is.
And they don't mind because I've talked to Benny and the manager, and he said they were okay because they didn't want
to
lose their business.
Look
yeah.
At those boats over there.
So they route them all to that one parking lot.
So anyway, long story short, we're trying our best to get this thing off the books, get it cleared up, and everybody go their own way. So, yes, sir.
I am with the Daphne Optimist Club, and I'm representing the Optimist International and inviting Orange Beach to join us in forming a club down here. I will have a representative from the Optimist International here the 20th and the 21st of this month. We'll have a meeting at the Barefoot Bar and Grill. If anybody would like to come and register and listen to him talk and get an idea of what we do. I do have some information. Mm-hmm. They have information down there if you're interested in joining an Optimist Club.
Okay, we need somebody that would want to spearhead that and help that happen. But if you'll call my secretary tomorrow, Glenda.
I've talked to her.
Okay, have we got it on the marquee?
Okay. I'm John Millibout, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Have we got it on the marquees?
We don't have any information.
Okay. Well, will you get all the information to Glenda, and we'll put it on the marquees announcing the meeting and see if we can generate
good.
Some interest for you.
I appreciate
and
that.
See if we find somebody that's interested and, to help start it up.
I need to talk to your foundation person, too.
What? Foundation.
I'm
good. Okay. I'll, after the meeting, I will talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank,
no, thank
you,
sir.
Thank
you. We appreciate
Optimus
the effort.
Is a great group.
They
it
are
is a great
group.
Great group.
Absolutely.
I would be thrilled to have one in the air.
They're just older JCs.
Well, why don't you head that movement up?
I can put it on the list of my things to do.
Get Penny to head. Anybody
my
else?
Fourth, fifth job?
He who speaks first.
I'm sorry.
Put Henry in charge.
Henry needs a job, right?
Another one.
Okay, anybody else? That it? Okay, I guess we'll go into executive session, and we are recessed, so we'll be able to come back, crank it back up, and vote if we need to. That sound good to y'all?
Yeah.
Andy, are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you everybody for coming. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The motion to reconvene.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Where is my motion? I'll entertain a motion to entertain my
adopt resolution authorizing you to execute necessary documents.
It's right here.
It's written.
It's written. Yeah.
Resolution approving the settlement by and between Joseph P. Blair and the City of Orange Beach by President Mayor to undertake all actions necessary to effectuate said settlement.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Before y'all move,
thank you, Amy.
I want to show y'all one thing.